Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaykum, peace be with you. I'm Eddie, your host, you're watching The Dean Show, and we're at the Mass Ikna, and we got an exciting show for you. YOLO, have you heard about it? Have you heard, you know what YOLO stands for? You only live once? Is that what it's all about? Get all the money, get all the fame, get everything you can, because that's it, you only live once. We're going to be talking about this philosophy when we come back here on The Dean Show. Don't go anywhere.
This is The Dean Show. This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show. This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
Assalamu alaikum.
Good, alhamdulillah. Now, your name's not YOLO.
No, my name is definitely not YOLO.
Your name is Imam Suleiman.
Suleiman Salim.
Now, many people have no idea. I've just been brought up into a loop on a lot of these things. We're getting a little bit older, right? Now, when you kick it, you hang out with the young generation, you hear these phrases. I mean, just recently, I just found out what a selfie is. Now, YOLO. What's this YOLO all about?
YOLO, man. This term is one of the devil's greatest traps, one of the greatest deceptions for society, for mankind. And although it's come up throughout, you know, history and throughout the ages in different ways, the issue with YOLO is that essentially it's trying to get people to think, especially the younger people, as they grow up, as they start to think of more crazy ways to express themselves, more crazy ways to live their lives, more ways to rebel against the rules of, you know, society and the rules of religion. And so the issue of YOLO essentially comes down to one thing. You only live once. You only live once. And so when they talk about YOLO, what they really are trying to say is, you only live once, so do whatever you want. You only live once, so go ahead and fornicate. You go ahead and drink. Go ahead and do something crazy. Go ahead and make that decision that you were wondering and hesitating about a few moments earlier. YOLO, I'm just going to do it. So usually some of the youth, when they talk about YOLO, they're talking about, you know, a decision that they got to make. So they're wondering, you know, should I do this, should I not? This is kind of crazy, like, you know, people don't usually do this, or this is very immoral, or maybe this is something really disgusting. But then they'll think, YOLO, whatever, you only live once, let me do it. And so the problem with this is that this is one of the misrepresentations of immorality. So one of the problems of this is that it is one of the misrepresentations of immorality, where Satan tries throughout history to come up to different generations in different ways. And so this tactic, this new deception of YOLO, that's kind of become a fad, and although, you know, it dies out and it comes back up every now and then, and people make a joke out of it, it's still a very serious issue. And so one of Satan's traps, one of his tactics to take people away from the Creator, is to make them, first of all, doubt in the Creator. Doubt in the day of resurrection. Doubt that there will be any accountability for their actions. Now, if somebody doesn't really think, you know, I'm going to come back on the day of judgment, I'm going to come back and be held accountable, there are consequences for my actions, then they tend to kind of do whatever they want. And one of the greatest things that Satan can achieve is if he gets somebody to disbelieve in the day of judgment, then he's safe. Satan is safe from this person. Why? This person will do whatever they want. Now this Satan doesn't have to worry about this individual, because he doesn't believe in a day of resurrection. Doesn't believe that there is accountability, that the Creator did put us here for a purpose, and that everyone, good and evil, every major and minor deed will come back on the day of resurrection. Now, when somebody doesn't believe in the day of resurrection, this means they can do whatever they want. They can disbelieve in God and there are no consequences. They can go throughout all the types of indulgences and immoralities that they can find in society, and it doesn't matter, because YOLO, you only live once. The reality is you live twice. And everything that people are wondering and trying to kind of fight and challenge in regards to the struggles and the temptations in this world, especially with, you know, the carefree type of mentality, that's what YOLO is really about. The issue regarding that is that everything in this world, no matter how long you live, no matter what type of pleasure you have, it's temporary. And the pleasure of the hereafter is eternal. But first you have to earn it. First you have to get there. You have to earn the mercy of the Creator. And the beautiful thing about Islam is, no matter what you've done in the past, whether it's YOLO or something else, whether you believed in YOLO and you lived short and all of that, you still always have a chance to go back. So that if you do die, and you do repent to the Creator, you still have that chance to come back in the second resurrection and have that blissful hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah 4, verse 77, قُلْ مَتَاعُ الدُّنْيَا قَلِيلٌ. Say, verily, the enjoyment and the pleasure of this world, that which people are, you know, so YOLO about, that's what people really want to indulge in, it's temporary. قَلِيلٌ. It's very little. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى. And the hereafter is greater for those who have God consciousness. Those who really know their boundaries, they know how to live this life and earn the next life as well. And so the problem with YOLO, and a lot of youth really have to understand this, is that YOLO is making you forget that which is more important. YOLO is making you forget that which is required and sufficient for you in order to get to paradise, that beautiful, blissful life that we keep talking about. Yeah. And so YOLO makes a person kind of heedless of the Creator, heedless of the Day of Judgment, heedless of any accountability whatsoever. And it's a dangerous plague that is affecting a lot of people. At the same time, there's a positive aspect, which is that a lot of the youth are starting to realize, you know what? There are consequences for our actions. We are here for a purpose. We will be resurrected again, and when we're resurrected, we're going to realize it's not YOLO anymore. It's you only live twice. You will be resurrected to the Creator. You will have that day where you meet with the Creator and be asked about everything that came previously. And so YOLO is starting to die out with those who are, you know, starting to think and use their intellect. Alhamdulillah.
The people who aren't blindly following the custom and cultures around them, who are really thinking, pondering, sincere truth seekers, are seeing past one of these major tricks of the devils,
yeah,
the shaitan,
yeah,
pimping people who are upon this YOLO philosophy. We're going to be back with more of the YOLO. You only live once, actually twice. We're going to talk about what does this mean, you live twice, back here on the Deen Show.
Is there a purpose to our lives? Do we simply exist to make a living? Or were we meant for something greater? Something more meaningful? I looked everywhere for answers. And I found Islam. I started my journey. Have you started yours?
Please subscribe to The Deen Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Deen Show by making a donation in the link below.
Back here on The Deen Show, YOLO, you only live once. Now you said something about you live twice. We'll get to that in a second. But isn't this now the biggest pimp, Shaitan? We call him, he's trying to pimp the people, isn't
Absolutely.
He?
Absolutely.
So now the man, he's trying to pimp the woman. He's like, come on, honey, you only live once. So now he gets her to maybe lose her chastity,
Absolutely.
Right? You know, the brother, he's trying to hold on to his morality, not go into the insanity. And they're like, come on, brother, let's go to the nightclub. You only live once. Is this how it works?
Absolutely. This is the problem with it. It's more of, you know, do whatever you want. And it's really sad because YOLO is not just an individual thing. It's not like you're thinking about, you know, I'm going to be resurrected or I'm not going to be resurrected. It's really very impactful how, you know, friends and society affects the way we think about this. And so in our day and age, it's on the rise where a friend can come up to you easily and it's so easy to, you know, to fall into peer pressure. So anybody will just tell you, go ahead, man, just let's drink, let's go to the club, let's go here, let's go there. YOLO, who cares? It's not a big deal. And you know, this is one of the tactics of the devils, is that they don't just try to come to you through, you know, they're not going to come to you as the devil. Hey, I'm the devil, YOLO, go ahead and sin. No, because if you see the devil, you're not going to be sinning. You're going to be pretty afraid. And so the issue is that the devil will come to you in all the ways of your weaknesses. He'll make you, you know, fall into this YOLO trap through all of our desires and weaknesses. And everyone has different strengths and weaknesses. And so a lot of times in our day and age, it's all the, you know, types of indulgences that are prohibited that Shaitan is trying to come to people through these things. And so he'll come to them maybe through their weak friends. He'll come to them through maybe a television show or movie that maybe they're really attached to, but maybe it's not too appropriate. And so he'll come in all these different platforms and avenues. And when they see these things over and over and over, they start to become desensitized. And so this is one of the problems in our day and age. And a lot of times, and we should mention this, a lot of times, you know, people look at for example, the power of the media in affecting this kind of YOLO mentality. Do whatever you want, you know, indulge in your desires, be carefree, this is how I was born, you know, I can't control myself, just let it go. And even, you know, you notice now, and this is gonna be very controversial to some people, that even with little kids, they're starting to start this kind of trend of YOLO in different ways. And so, you know, like now they have, you know, let it go, let it go, let it go, all the kids are singing it. And to them, you know, it is innocent. We're not saying that the kids are assuming anything else. But these words, let it go, let your nafs go, let your carnal desires free. It means do whatever you want. This is the path of desires. And so you start to become a slave of your desires. You're no longer a slave to the Creator. You're no longer pursuing the path of the Creator. You're no longer worshiping the Creator in the way that He's pleased, or in the way that earns paradise, the way that leads to paradise. And you know, it's really, really sad, because paradise, if we just described it for hours and hours and hours, it wouldn't be sufficient to describe what there is in paradise. The bliss and the eternity in paradise is beyond our description as human beings. And you know, I personally travel around and actually talk about paradise and hellfire in depth, you know, sometimes for 20, 30 hours of just paradise and hellfire. And some people wonder, is there that much to, you know, to say about paradise? There's more. And the beautiful thing about paradise is that what God has told us about it, what God has told us about it is nothing compared to what He has prepared for us in paradise. Yeah. And so YOLO starts to become a trend. It starts to become a type of indulgence through every weakness, every platform, every movie, every TV show. It'll try to somehow desensitize our hearts. Yeah. And when our hearts become weak, we start to fall into our, you know, desires. We start to pursue our weaknesses, our, you know, this and that. And it's usually through bad friends and bad company. And so one of the greatest things we can do as a shield against YOLO, after first having the, you know, the best intentions possible, is to kind of surround ourselves with good. Because when you surround yourself with people who are better than you, people who are actually thinking, no, it's not you live once, you will actually live twice. You start to become inspired, you start to become motivated. You know what, maybe there is a purpose, maybe there's something I'm failing, maybe I'm too weak, maybe I need these good people around me in order to stay strong. And so the first thing we can do after setting that good intention is to have good company. And sometimes people don't like this issue, and you know, it's not something that should be sugarcoated. The reality is, if you have a bad friend who's pulling you down into this mentality, you either agree together that you no longer agree on you live once, that you live twice, or you have to cut him off or cut her off and realize to yourself that this person's not going to stand there on the day of resurrection, on the day when you're resurrected for your second life, and say, you know what, it was my fault, I was a bad friend. You know, let me take their responsibility, let me take their sins. No, it's each individual for themselves.
Yeah.
And so we all have that responsibility of believing you only live twice. So you will be resurrected, you will, you know, come to accountability, you'll come to meet the Creator one-on-one with no barriers, no translators, no mediators whatsoever. And so this is a big issue that's, you know, starting to become trendy. At the same time, there are people starting to realize, you know, there are ways to circumvent this. Absolutely.
Now, someone says, look, you know, the skeptic is like, look, that's just one of those, you know, Christian fundamentalists. Now you got Islamic fundamentalists. That's all that religion hocus pocus. You know, we got science nowadays. You know, that's the cool thing, the cool trend, all this religion stuff. You just guys just trying to restrict us. What would you say?
Now, the sad reality is all of these types of arguments are falling back into the same trap of the devils, where they try to come to us as if we are intellectuals and prideful and we know what's best. And the funny thing is, even about science, is that a lot of it is theory, a lot of it changes. And so science is basically what we understand about this world, our limited human understanding of knowing. And the concept and the discussion of knowing something is very deep and beautiful. And if somebody studied this for years, they would start to realize, truly there is no perfect way of knowing our purpose in life except through revelation. And that, you know, when they try to disguise, for example, intellectualism as a type of, you know, freedom, go away from your religion, it's free, religion is confining you, it's actually enslaving you to your desires. And so religion, especially Islam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is freeing us from enslavement to this world. And so YOLO is enslaving us to our desires, and the mentality of living for the hereafter, living for accountability, it's not only rational and logical, it's also better for us in every single way in this world and in the next. And it's not enslaving us to that which is pulling us away and pulling us down as animals and not as human beings. Rather, it's pulling us up as a form of humble servants towards the Creator.
We're at the Mass ICNA convention. We're talking about YOLO. We got some more to talk about on this topic. Don't go anywhere.
Islamic terrorism. Misconception: Muslims are terrorists. This is by far the biggest misconception of Islam, given unfairly by stereotyping and the public image that the media gives. Has anyone else noticed how when a specific group of people attack another group of people, it is labeled as a hate crime, but when a Muslim opens fire on anybody, it is quickly regarded as terrorism? Many political dictators and officials or extremist groups use the name of Islam as a strategy to garner followers and attention when many of their practices go against the true basis of Islam. The media has also portrayed Islam as a cult or a club where if you join, you become a terrorist, and that is now part of your agenda. However, all over the world, people practice Islam in the true form and use it as a way of life. There are many verses in the Quran that go against the idea of terrorism. Some of these verses include, "Fight the way of Allah, those that fight you, but do not transgress limits, for God does not love transgressors." This basically means do not fight except in self-defense, and even in doing so, do not go beyond defense. Another verse states, "If they seek peace, then you seek peace." Which means, do not attack people for no reason or kill innocent people. There is nowhere in Islam, whether it be in the Quran or the teachings of Muhammad, that promotes the killing of innocent people.
Please subscribe to The Dean Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Dean Show by making a donation in the link below.
Back here on The Dean Show with the YOLO, you only live. Now we're changing it once. Twice.
Absolutely.
What do you mean? Go into this now a little bit deeper. What do you mean? Like, they're saying only live once. How are we going to live twice if we die?
Yeah, so now this beautiful thing about the day of resurrection, this resurrection, when we talk about it, is that God created us with a purpose. And we have to really start to realize as human beings that there is a purpose. It's not only what we understand with our limited senses about this world. It's not, you know, empiricism. It's not rationalism in its limited sense. Rather, it's revelation that the Creator is telling us, I will resurrect you once again. And as I created you the first time, I can resurrect you easily. And as the Creator created the heavens and the earth, it's easy to create the human beings again. It's not something that's irrational. It's very logical. It actually makes more sense than anything else. And so when the Creator is telling us that you'll be resurrected again, He's telling us that you'll be resurrected and you will be held accountable for what you did in the previous life. Now in this world, we have all of these blessings. You know, some people have different types of blessings. Some people go through different trials. Some people are born to maybe disbelieving families. And so everybody goes through this journey in life. And they try to understand what is the purpose of life. This is the question that's been asked for centuries by all the philosophers and all the, you know, thinkers and all the great intellectuals. And so when we talk about the resurrection, we're talking about the day when we all return. All of mankind will return. We will be held accountable for all of our deeds. Now those who repented for their sins, as soon as they repented sincerely, their sins are forgiven. That's the beautiful thing about Islam, is that the door of repentance and mercy is constantly open until the day you die. And so there is no sin that you can commit, no matter how bad it is, even if you disbelieved in God, even if you committed all the worst sins in this world. Anything that you do in this world, as soon as you turn back to the Creator sincerely and you ask for forgiveness, He forgives you. So that on the day of resurrection, when you come back to Him, those sins are forgiven. And so even if they're recorded in the book of deeds, He tells you, I forgive you for these sins. And today you'll enter paradise. And so on that day, there are only two places to go. There's only paradise or hellfire. And so God created us with this purpose, testing us to worship Him, to test us to see whom does good and whom does evil. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about this through the messengers that He sent to mankind. And every messenger came with a message. And the final message which was preserved is the message of the Quran of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the ba'ath, the resurrection throughout the Quran in many different ways, as al-yawm al-akhir, yawm al-mazid, yawm al-tanad, yawm al-talaq, all these different names for the day when we all return. So we're all standing there and every single person will be waiting and they're worried on that day. What will I say to the Creator? I thought YOLO, I thought I was only going to live once. What will I say? Who am I going to blame? And so on that day, everyone is trying to do what? They're trying to get some good deeds and get rid of their sins. And on that day, there is no currency like the currency of this life. So nobody's going to have their dollars, nobody's going to have their rupees, nobody's going to have their riyals, nobody's going to have any of the worldly currency. No gold, no silver, nothing. No palaces, no houses, no cars. It's all about the deeds. So on that day, all the currency is the good deeds and the bad deeds. And those that you repented for are gone. And so on that day, people are trying to run around and get some good deeds from others, their own family, their own friends. But on that day, everyone is so afraid and terrified that they're worried about themselves. I need to get to paradise. I need to get to paradise. Nafsi, nafsi. Myself, myself. And so on that day, everyone is worried. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a beautiful example in the Quran when He mentions the difference between the good people in this life and the bad people, the good friends and the bad friends. When He says, أَلْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. The good friends in this life, on that day, they will be enemies to each other. On the day of resurrection, we all come back to the Creator. We're all enemies to each other. We're all running away from each other. We're blaming each other for what we did in the previous life, for, you know, taking you to the club, taking you to this, taking you to that, taking you astray from the Creator, taking you to your desires. So everyone's blaming each other. They're all running away from each other. Even the mother, the father, the kids. Except who? إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. Except those who had God consciousness. Those who had taqwa. And so these people were always thinking ahead. These are the real people who are using their intellect. They're worried, what am I going to say to God on the Day of Judgment? And you know, they're trying so hard, and it does take a lot of faith. And a lot of youth have to realize this, that it takes a lot of faith, a lot of strength, a lot of patience to withstand the temptations of letting go, of following your desires, of just following intellectualism in a way that's more scientific than religious. And so, you know, the reality is that for us, revelation and intellect, it's in harmony with what we have, our own logic and rationalism. It all goes together. And so we don't have any preference of one over the other. We have revelation from God and we have our personal intellect that's telling us on that day, we will all come back. When we come back, what are we going to say? We either enter paradise or hellfire. And we won't choose our fate. Our fate is in the hands of the Creator based on what we did in the previous life. So if we live the life of YOLO, if we live the life of carefree, you know, parties and drinking and immorality and whatever it may be, on that day we have no one to blame but ourselves. And so the last thing I want to mention is this, that the people who are entering the hellfire, what they're saying on that day is what? وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعْقِلُ. So these people, what are they going to say? Those people who are going to the hellfire because they had this YOLO mentality, they're going to say, if only we used to listen to the warnings, to the advice, to the lectures, to the reminders, to the good people. If only we used to listen and what? Use our intellect. And so intellect is not what people make it out to be in our day and age. Intellect is actually believing in the Creator, actually believing in the Day of Resurrection, which is more rational than anything else. And so on that day, these people are worried. And they won't be saying, you know, this punishment's unfair. Nobody ever says that. Rather, they're complaining and they're wishing that they could have done good. They could have believed, you will live twice. You will be resurrected. What will you say to God? What will you do in paradise? Paradise, everything that's in paradise, as God tells us, in it is that which no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and it has not been imagined by any human being. Now, a lot of times I ask people when I talk about paradise, I love the subject of paradise. It's spiritually uplifting. It makes us work for it more. It motivates us. So a lot of times I'll ask, and maybe I'll ask you this question, what's something that, you know, a lot of people enjoy in this life, any kind of thing that they do, something with a thrill or a rush. What's something that maybe you enjoyed? Some people, you know, they'll tell me like skydiving. Some people say parasailing. So what's something maybe you enjoyed?
You know, most of the people they enjoy, most people out there, they enjoy just going out and satisfying their cardinal desires. They like to go to the nightclubs. They like to drink. They like to party. This is what people like to do.
Absolutely. It's all about cardinal desires. But all of those desires end up being temporary. It never lasts. And it's always followed up by some kind of regret. That's the YOLO mentality. It's followed up by a terrible lifestyle. And so ultimately, those people who enter paradise, they're happy that they enter paradise and they don't regret a single second of that you only live twice mentality. They don't regret it. They're actually happy. So they call out and they say to the people of the hellfire, did what your lords promised you turn out to be true? And their lords here doesn't just mean what they worship, but it includes their desires, that YOLO mentality. Did it turn out to be true? Did you end up just dying and ceasing to exist? And so the people of the hellfire are wishing at that point to go back and wishing to fulfill their purpose, wishing to enter paradise, and wishing to really fulfill that, you will live twice, you will be resurrected. Because ultimately, if the devils pull you away from that belief, then they got you. They have won over you, they have victory over you. As soon as they make you disbelieve that you will be resurrected, you're in loss. As soon as you realize that you have a resurrection and you have a purpose, then you start to go back to the Creator and your sins are forgiven and it's easy to get to paradise as long as you're returning to the Creator. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those people.
Ameen. Thank you so much.
Jazakallahu khairan.
Wa iyyak.
Barakallahu
fikum. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum. And there you have it. Now you figured it out. YOLO, you only live once, but we got you to understand that it's not once you live twice. And if you're about to get pimped by the biggest pimp, Shaitan, now you know when that man's trying to have you lose your chastity and he's like, come on, honey, you only live once. No. You understand you live twice. You're going to be accountable because it makes sense. You think you're just going to run? through this life and do whatever you want and then die and that's it. You become dust, you fall asleep and that's it. No, you're going to be brought back to account on the day of judgment. And every messenger of God called people to worship the Creator, not the creation. And they warned people about that ultimate day, the day of judgment. We'll all be accountable for what we did in this life because this life is a test. So pass the test by staying away from following the biggest pimp Shaitan, and pass the test by obeying your Creator, the one who loves you, the one you're going to return back to. And we'll see you next time. If you haven't subscribed, subscribe to The Dean Show. Every week, new show. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you.
Please subscribe to The Dean Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Dean Show by making a donation in the link below.